I don't have the tinfoil hat on just yet, Congressman, but I'm wondering, you know, kind of how you react to that, because you are connected. You're on the UFO subcommittee. I mean, I'm just wondering what you make of that. Have you heard anything like that?
Well, I'm still a member of Congress, so I can't really comment too much on what Matt said. But I will say this.
Wait, seriously? Are you being serious, or is that tongue
in cheek? I'm being 100% serious. Okay. I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this, if they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up, you'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. We just need to disclose it all. I'm sick of it. I was briefed last week on an issue, or excuse me, 2 weeks ago, and it would have set the earth on it. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers, and we need to. But, you know, it's never going to get, unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up, and the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal, and I don't take risks.
So, I'm glad you said that. I'm speechless, Congressman.
You should have me back. You should be, and I told the president, release it all. And the problem is people that are around the president don't know and the president doesn't know the questions to ask. A few of us are going to have to get with the president and tell him what he needs to ask and where he needs to look. I mean, you know, we're in meetings and they give addresses and tell locations of items, I'll just say. And the public has a right to know, dadgummit. It's your tax dollars.
Absolutely.
Let's get it out there.
You got my attention, Congressman. I appreciate you being as forthcoming as you have been tonight. And we look forward to having you back. Look, I know Donald Trump wants to disclose something. He hasn't done it yet, but I think he wants to be the president to do that. Tim Burchett, thank you.
He does.